The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From my Homeland Security perspective, I want them to come forward and get on the books and receive a
Secretary,
work authorization.
They are here, but you said they were lawfully here. And under congressional intent, they are not lawfully here. And yet the president has created that category out of whole cloth.
Welcome to America on the Hill. Secretary Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Director, and Congressman Pat Meehan going back and forth. Out of the shadows, they will come, the executive action put into play, and an agreement on the Hill to not defund the government, would be the way I would put it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's the deal. House Speaker John Boehner is, at this point, letting the president have what he wants as long as the government doesn't shut down. What Boehner is saying is this is a temporary deal, so everything else will be funded, let's just put it that way, until September through September, which would be normal. And in March, that's when the clock would tick out for Homeland Security. So it's interesting. The what's happening now is undocumented people will be able to continue to flow in. They will be allowed to stay, work, and even kind of voting is up in the air, depending on where we're talking about. So at this point, Boehner's going to allow what they call a CR vote. It's combining an omnibus funding bill to fund the government, like I said, through September 2015, with a continuing resolution for funding immigration-related agencies until the new Congress convenes. So it's kicking the can. That's what it's doing. It's smashing the can down the road, hoping that a Republican Senate is going to be able to tackle this next year. So is Congress trading its biggest weapon at this point? The power of the purse? Or is this a smart thing to do to not get clobbered with the nonsense of government shutdown, government shutdown, government shutdown, and seriously regroup, rally, and stomp on immigration when the numbers change in the Senate? Right now, the president gets to dictate the laws. I mean, that's the fact. That's what it is with an executive action. And there is no blowback to this. The government would shut down on December 11th otherwise. So nothing's changing there, except for there's not going to be a government shutdown. So what do you see it as? Is it a wimpy Speaker of the House, John Boehner, because Harry Reid jumped all over this immediately? Or is this a smart move in a complicated game of chess that has been nothing but draining to the United States because it's constantly moved around, manipulated, and not dealt with correctly? And we can't change history, but for goodness sake, by not enforcing laws, we've crippled ourselves in certain economic areas because of it. I mean, the idea of laws is to enforce them, because they weren't, and jobs were flowing, and workers had a funnel in, and let's face it, that's that argument about who's going to do the jobs, who wants to do the jobs, look at the wages. It doesn't matter because it is what it is. It doesn't matter in the sense that for decades that law wasn't enforced. So here's where we are. We're at the crossroads now on immigration. And what do people want to do when they're in power? They want to get reelected. They want to stay in their positions. So how do you stay in your position comfortably, figure out a way to get your constituents off your back, if they're on your back in either direction, and then try to win a White House for the Republicans? Because this is what the game is now. Senator Lindsey Graham endorsed the gradual process, but said that Democrats and other advocates for comprehensive reforms are going to balk at all Republican priorities without a clear plan of what's going to happen to the millions of immigrants already in the United States illegally. In fact, specifically, Graham said, okay, I give you everything you want on border security. What's going to happen to the 11 million? He said, here's what I know won't happen. Give the Republicans everything they want. Trust them to be fair to the 11 million. It's not going to happen. Democrats, and even some Republicans, believe that the piecemeal approach is the way to do this, and that there seems to be a willingness to do this with Republicans and Democrats to get a bigger, broader package. But what's that going to look like? Either way, piecemeal bills or not. For now, pretty much this approach is what is the tack that's going to be taken. Senator Marco Rubio said he backed a piecemeal approach. He argues that passing measures tackling border security could help build public support for a bigger immigration effort. John McCain, senator from Arizona, one of the worst places for dead illegal immigrants and massive problems with gangs, agreed, but said he was adamant that House Republicans who didn't produce a comprehensive immigration bill in the current Congress have to take the steps in the next one. Well, duh, that's what's going to happen, supposedly. Do you feel gypped, or do you think this was the smart play? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to flip in your 2 cents, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. A lot of you listening to me in Florida have called the show, have sent emails to talk about different aspects of it, some saying it's ridiculous, jumping on. I got one today from Tally, who said it was ridiculous to jump on the backs of the people who are here illegally, not the criminals, but the people who are working in the fields, because she believes it is true that people really aren't going to take those jobs. And certainly the farmers aren't going to pay super livable wages. You know, so we're here again with the argument over, will we, won't we take the jobs? Will everything just go away if we were to completely say no more people in this country illegally? But it's too late for that. There has to be some sort of reform. And the reform that's coming down the pike, I think, is one that some people waiting in line legally are not going to like, by the way. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What a merry-go-round. The tail end of this Congress could be done December 12th. Fair or foul, what's happening with immigration in this crazy tug of war? Not anything new as far as that's concerned, but the president's executive action, the reaction to it, the funding of the government all the way through September, except for once that's voted on, except for Homeland Security, which would only be funded through March. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And before I forget, I want to make sure that I wish a happy, happy birthday to our technical maestro, Matt Johnson. It's a big birthday for him. I think he's turning 40, is what somebody told me. I can't believe he's 40. There's silence on the other end. So
you're not baiting me at all.
Oh, man. Anything under 40, I think most people think you're just a mere child. It's the best. I remember when I turned 21, I thought it was over. Wow, 21, that's awful. Oh, I'm so old, 21. 21 sounds really, I don't know if it sounds good. I'm not so sure. Not if I look what's happening in the millennial direction. Speaking of millennials, immigration is an interesting issue for millennials because politically speaking, so many are falling kind of in that libertarian slant. And many of you may be listening to the show. A lot of you send me emails, and they're pretty thoughtful emails as to what we should do and how we should enforce laws and how come these laws weren't enforced, and isn't this part of the problem? And Jesse Ventura suggested when he was on the show, why don't we have write-ins for offices? So why don't we write people in and do it that way instead of having the parties control who are out there to choose because of the money that comes in. Because even these Senate and congressional campaigns now cost a fortune. And just roll back the clock and do it a much different way. Just do the whole write-in thing. Can you imagine? There's too much money on the board to have that happen. There's too much money. That's why I was always pushing for a third party. What if you had a really super strong third party, a different choice, an alternative choice, a voice that's different from the same cacophony of what we hear in Washington? How great would that be? But how unrealistic is that? I've been saying that for the past 7 years. And right now, it's not realistic. I don't know that it necessarily stays that way. I bet age isn't a big thing to the Obama girls, because they're still young, just preteen and teenager. But lately, they've been in the news because of some comments that were made about a photograph that was taken where they were kind of rolling their eyes, or looked like they were rolling their eyes toward their father when he was giving a speech. And I saw a post somewhere about, are kids of presidents, are they fair game? And here's the thing. They've always been targets in a way. There were certainly stories about Chelsea Clinton. There were stories about the Bush daughters. Remember the whole thing about the bar and the IDs when they were in Austin on 6th Street at the University of Texas? Is it fair? You know, is it fair that a GOP staffer made the biggest gaffe ever? Why she said it, I have no idea. Why she put on Facebook, you know, if you're going to, the comment that she had to say about them sort of rolling their eyes saying, dear Sasha and Malia, I get you're both in those awful teen years, but you're part of the first family. Try to show a little class, dress like you deserve respect, not a spot in the bar, which, I mean, she must have been ODing on Milk Duds or something, because it didn't make any sense to go after them like that. That's what I would say about that comment. And then, of course, she has to resign. So here she put all this time in as Congressman Stephen Fincher's communications director and was seemingly on some career path, and now she's off that path. So there is kind of a line. There are some lines, and I think that was definitely a line that she crossed over. But you know what? That happened with the Bush girls. There were people that were trashing them about the IDs and the clash on 6th Street, and this has happened to other children who have been children of the presidents too. Is it good though? I mean, you know, think of if you even go back to the Nixon years, you watch any of the video or conversations about Nixon and his daughters and what was going to happen, you know, with them and who they were going to marry and blah 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 blah, and they were fair game for speculation, but nothing like those comments that were made about the Obama girls. So, Chelsea Clinton, she certainly took a few cuts when she was there, like I said before, when she was in the White House. So children in the past have absolutely been attacked in the media or social media world, and some of them are stupid. Some of them don't make any sense. It's just politics. It's just ridiculous politics. But I think throwing insults at the children, the offspring of leaders, has been around since the dawn of time, right? I watched the Tudors. There they just chop your head off if they don't like the way you look. So this isn't anything new. I just think on the part of the staffer, it was stupid. I mean, it did, you know, made absolutely no sense, because there's nothing to be gained. There were no looks, there were no winks, there were no pokes. There was nothing that Congressman Fincher was going to get as a result of that. And, you know, maybe there's this deal where I mentioned millennials before. Maybe there's this deal with social media that some people think the internet, emails, Facebook, it's sort of like it's invisible, like, you know, it can just go away. But it's the opposite, because things that go viral, especially things that have some controversy tagged to it, can explode in an instant. I mean, at this point, how many people have lost jobs because of things that have been posted? How many people didn't get jobs because of it? How many people got divorces over it because things that they didn't realize or didn't think about clearly were posted, whether it was a Twitter thing or a Facebook thing or on an email or whatever it is, because now there is a forensic footprint and you can go back and you can get all this stuff. It's very hard to completely bury evidence of things that you have out there because of people, other people downloading them where it tracks you, all of that kind of thing. So once she let that fly, that was it. She wasn't thinking. And once that was out there, boom, you know, then she was going to be fair game to be taken apart, be part of the conversation, and then she's out of that office. So that's what happened there. I said coming up on America Tonight in the next couple of weeks, we would have top stories from 2014. And I know Ebola is there. It's in my top five. ISIS would certainly make it into my top 10 anyway. And not all the moments are going to be awful, undeniably tragic things that have happened, but some of the better things that happened in the course of 2014. I'd say, congressionally speaking, very little happened to make us say, yeah, that's, they're getting it done, they get it. Very, very little happened in this Congress, but this seems to be the trend that we're on. That every Congress that comes in, there's the optimistic hope maybe that'll be a little bit different. And then by the time you usher it out, it's changed completely, and very little that was promised or discussed actually was enacted. It's just a failure to implement, I think, is the biggest thing. So that would make my list. Congress would make my list for, once again, another year of another session of failing to implement. On the celebrity side, and as I said, these are, I'm just giving a little hints of things that I'll talk about. I don't care as much on the celebrity side unless we're talking about movie reviews, but I think the Joan Rivers death was pretty big. I was in New York when she first was taken to the hospital, and that's all anybody was talking about, and they started to show stories about her and talk about her, and then she died, and the way she died was so stunning, I guess, of all the celebrities and all the various people, like Philip Seymour Hoffman, also on the list. I think you would add her as one of the more stunning things that happened. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, oh, I hope this holiday season, the one thing you do not have to deal with is any kind of malware. Boy, you get if that happens to the computer systems in your business, and it is disastrous. Cybersecurity expert Eric Schiffer, who is chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and DigitalMarketing.com, is in our virtual green room. He joins us now. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. And, you know, the reason I say the thing about the malware is because there was just a fantastic headline the other day that said major malware attack in the U.S. And we know there is always that possibility. And sadly, we're reading so much about it. But when you say the word major and the companies that could be affected by it, it's so, so frightening because of how it cripples a company, isn't it? And it's so tough to untangle yourself from it, isn't it?
It is a complex issue. There are huge implications today whenever you're dealing in anything digital. And it ultimately is a cat and mouse game for companies. And they've got to always think one step ahead because there's a lot of money involved for hackers. But they can make a fortune overnight. And some of these people are coming from third world countries. They're bright as anything. And they're willing to take risks and take risks because they can feed their family forever if they're successful. And it's hard for governments to track some of these people down. It can take years. And they're willing to do it. And the implications are horrible for consumers because it creates a lot of pain. Typically, though, there's insurance for most of these things. However, if you're a celebrity and you've got, you know, pictures of yourself and dancing on tables somewhere in some tropical island, those are problematic, and we've had to help many a celebrity clean it up or keep them safe or ensure that those pictures never get seen.
So what do you tell people to do as a cyber expert? This whole thing about switching passwords and being careful and not being obvious with what you choose, that's the basic thing, right?
Well, it's a basic thing, but it's really important. So the first thing I tell our celebrity clients is change your password at least once a month. Make it complex, at least 8 characters and a mixture of capital and special characters and things and numbers. So you want to mix it up. And also, anything that you wouldn't want on TMZ in terms of a picture, make sure you don't put it on the cloud because it could at some point be accessed.
Yeah, and what do you think, and I'm sure you've had a couple of clients that have come back and back to you again, even though you've told them what to do. Is it because we have this sort of false sense of security for some reason and we don't even sometimes process what we're doing with social media?
I think it's a piece of that. I think it's also the way these phones are set up. I think it's easy for you to get lulled into not paying attention to the fact that sometimes it gets uploaded or get lulled into the fact that, you know, you didn't necessarily check all the boxes which prevented it from getting uploaded. And these softwares are designed to upload. So unless you're really on the ball, when you're paying attention and you do an update to the software and perhaps the privacy settings changed in the update, you can quickly make mistakes, and then you get lulled into it, yeah.
Yeah. In the Sony attack, so big, and there was, again, that was part of that whole headline thing, Sony and targeted and whatnot. Was that North Korea? Because, you know, you talk about where you trace it back to, and a lot of times it's Russia, Eastern European countries, whatever. And this time, North Korea?
Well, look, Seth Rogen had made a film that was negative about North Korea.
Yeah.
So, people have certainly made those allegations and as to what led to the hacking. Some people are actually saying that Seth Rogen himself is a hack. We've heard it all with Seth Rogen, you know. But I actually am a fan, and it's possible to be North Korea. It's possible that it was just a kid in Minnesota that's 13 and bored and super bright. We won't know until the FBI continues its investigation.
Yes, and no kidding. And there's another thing, too, that with hackers, we're talking about airlines being targeted. And, boy, with so much travel going on, that really, really frightens people. And in this case, most of what I read, the conversation was about Iran, that it was Iran-backed hackers that were targeting airports and carriers and any place vulnerable where they could get in. And that could really be more than crippling, couldn't it?
Well, it could be. Look, I was on a plane flying, and I was going to one site. I think it was CNBC, and suddenly the sign for the Syrian cyber army came on, some derivative therein, and the logo, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, and I thought it was specifically for the plane I was on, and then did some quick tests, and sure enough, it looked like they had hacked CNBC and a bunch of other sites. So we're vulnerable, no question. The systems are vulnerable. It's the way it will be for some time to come. We live in a digital world. This is going to continue, and ultimately systems will get better and more secure. But you have to consider the fact that this is ultimately a cat and mouse game. So if you're a corporation or if you're a website or a publisher or you want to keep your information safe, you want to be with software providers and with cloud providers that are very proactive, that are thinking three steps ahead of the hackers. And the good thing is there are some that are like that and some that have that capability. And the good thing is our military is also very aware of these things.
Yeah, they're all over it for sure. Absolutely. Eric Schiffer, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. I wish you good evening, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, it's interesting in what Eric was just discussing with us. The FBI is warning businesses that hackers have used mal software to launch a destructive cyber attack across the country. And we saw that devastating breach that we were just talking about, Sony Pictures and their entertainment division. And some believe, as Eric said, that this had to do with Seth Rogen's picture that is about North Korea. Of course, it's a spoof on North Korea. Or was it something else? But anyway, The mal software in the alert that affected Sony is a first major cyber attack waged against a company on our soil. They have launched attacks like that in Asia and, of course, the Middle East, but none have been reported in this country. So the FBI didn't give much information about how many companies were victims of the attack or any of that kind of stuff, but we know that hackers use malware like this. They used malware similar to what was described in the FBI report to launch attacks on businesses that were highly destructive in the Middle East. It's happened a bunch. There was one against an oil producer, a huge oil producer there, that knocked out 30,000 computers. 30,000 computers. Can you imagine? And, you know, on the smaller scale, you see what happens in companies when there's any kind of problems with malware in general and then tracing it. Good luck with that. It's not that we haven't been able to trace it. The FBI hasn't been able to trace it. It's just very difficult, and you have to stay one step, as Eric said, in front of the bad guys. You have to be so, so advanced as to not get caught in that situation, and it's very difficult because the kind of nets that you have to throw out and the kind of things that you're looking for, you can easily be hacked into when somebody's tricked by an email, for example. We see that a bunch, and that's one way that some hackers have been able to get into companies. And hackers working for Iran have targeted, they say, at least 50 companies and government organizations, including the airlines that I was mentioning, looking for areas that are easy to pick, vulnerable, in other words, that could be used in physical attacks. So the hackers infiltrated the computer systems of carriers and their contractors in Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, and South Korea, and they broke into the computers or the suppliers responsible for aircraft maintenance, cargo loading, refueling, and that's what they did. So imagine they stole credentials, they could impersonate workers. Imagine the damage as a result of being able to do that, to get that far. So the capabilities of especially some of these Iranian cyber spies is so incredibly advanced that they are considered now to be a top-tier cyber power, a top-tier cyber power. And this is information from a report that said the group is the same one that breached the U.S. Navy's unclassified computer systems in September. You know, so how about that? Not good news for any of us. If you know, we look at what happened with Sony and we look at how clever they are. So be careful out there. Good advice to change those passwords, to trick them up once a month. And when you have so many, you just got to keep them someplace. You got to have a safe list. You got to know, you know, where those passwords are. All right. Once again, thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can hit us up email-wise, Facebook, Twitter, because you're always asking about that. Go to americatonight.net. You can click on any of that stuff right at the top of the home page. Hang with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
We're spinning into the tail end of this hour with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Talk about spinning. Can you imagine being in Detroit without electricity? The grid, baby. Talk about it being down. The outage affected 740 traffic signals, 36 fire stations. I can't imagine what that would be like, because no offense to the people in Detroit. Detroit used to be a pretty hip happening city, and now it's, you know, iffy. They're bringing parts of Detroit back, but schools, hospitals lost power for 7 hours. The power goes out at 10:30 a.m. and finally kicks in at 5:15. So the good news is it wasn't overnight, but your major hospital had to rely on backup power. You had Wayne State University. They said, ixnay, we're doing away with classes because they didn't have any power. Think of how much we rely on power. You know, everything now is computerized. Half the classes, PowerPoint, everything else. So how could they have the class? DTE Energy Company took over the power grid's operation, and they're doing an 18-month inspection of the system. So they said it was a case where a part of the old system that hadn't failed before failed. Wonder what every month is going to be like in that city. Okay, we're on to the next old parts that we're looking at. So fair warning, boom, boom, the lights might go out. But what a nightmare. What a nightmare. 7 hours is just enough time to ruin whatever's in your refrigerator. I had a water heater go. How many of you have had your water heater go? Oh, you know what that's like? I was sitting in a room, a couple of rooms away from where the water heater was, and it sounded like rain almost. I thought, man, it's raining? I didn't see anything about rain in the weather. And I opened the garage door, and there's the flood just waiting to wash over me, just barely over the top of my sneakers. But it was pouring out of the middle of a water heater that was less than 2 years old. So luckily for me, boom, my guy comes over right away and they're awesome and they replace it. But no hot water. And I'm thinking, you know, with that worst case scenario would have been like on Thanksgiving, oh, would have been awful. So all those people without power for 7 hours, the refrigerator, it's just enough time for stuff to start to melt where you'd have to throw it in coolers. And this is why backup is so key. Backup is so key. How many times do people talk about what happens if the grid goes out? I mean, would that be the scariest thing? We talk about what terrorists could do. You'd start taking out the grid and the havoc that you would cause. I said there are 740 traffic lights in a major city. And you're going to have what the police, you're going to have to do the traffic. You're going to have to direct traffic at all those spots. They're not going to be able to cover it. Not going to be able to do it. Speaking of being covered, he is covered in accusers. Bill Cosby, what would a week be like if we didn't have another accuser for Bill Cosby? A Southern California woman sued Bill Cosby on Tuesday. So this is the latest of about 19 or so that are alleging sexual assault, claiming that they've been molested or raped or a number of other things. In this case, the comedian molested saying she was molested around 1974 when she was 15 in a bedroom at the Playboy Mansion. You know, just the other day, after 30-plus years, he had to remove himself from the Temple University Board of Trustees, and now here is this suit. I don't know how far this goes. She said that she was with a friend, met him at a Los Angeles shoot, and he gave them drinks, and a week later at a tennis club, and then took them to the Playboy Mansion, and after a couple of drinks, she says that Cosby forced her to do things to him. And, you know, she says she suffered emotional distress and the impact it had on her. So they say that she can, because of the last 3 years saying that happened, she could file a lawsuit under California law. I wonder what happens with this one. And whatever happens with this lawsuit, I think will tell the tale of what happens with some of these other allegations, and if anybody else comes forward with anything else, because some of the others are also in California as well. So seemingly they could do the same thing, file a lawsuit, say that pain and suffering, what and whatnot, they could throw into the into the middle of that. But it's just so heinous to hear all those things. Oh, you think of Bill Cosby. And he was huge back in the day. And who hasn't seen a re-rack of his Jell-O spots and the kids and the pudding pops and that whole thing? I mean, crazy. And I'm getting a ton of emails on that from people in Philadelphia because of his ties to Philly, like Temple University, and what was going to happen there. And it was inevitable that he was going to be off that board of trustees, so he just resigns from it. The homeless plight in Fort Lauderdale, you know, we have a lot of people listening to us in Florida, became huge national news because a lot of people were saying, this is unfair that the city is targeting the homeless and people who want to help the homeless, people who want to go and give them food. Why shouldn't they be able to give them food? That doesn't make any sense. So a Broward County judge ordered a month-long suspension of this bylaw in order to allow the sides to enter mediation. And what we're talking about, there's a controversial law that places restrictions on people who feed the homeless. And this is kind of a win for the 90-year-old activist Arnold Abbott, who challenged the ordinance after being arrested twice in November for giving food to homeless people. So now he's released a statement saying we're just happy with what the judge did and that he's entered the stay. So under the regulation, which kicked into effect late November, outdoor feeding sites have to be equipped with portable toilets and servers have to have the permission of property owners to distribute food. But the ordinance, of course, would target homeless people and anybody who gave them food because they're not going to meet all those requirements. Now, somebody could say, well, you can't completely destroy a neighborhood, and how many homeless people are we, you know, talking about? But from what I understand, we're talking about a handful of people, so that seems like overkill to me, and the ordinance is ridiculous. There has to be some common sense wrapped into some of these laws sometimes, for goodness sake. And that doesn't seem like a fair law to me. And if somebody wants to feed someone who's homeless, you know, why shouldn't they be able to feed them? Unless it's a nightmarish place where there is drugs and alcohol and it's been trashed. But that's not the case from what I understand. That's not the case at all in this area that we're talking about in Fort Lauderdale. So that was a win, I think, all the way around. If somebody wants to reach out and be a good Samaritan and do that, they certainly should be able to do that and not be arrested at 90-some years old. What a ridiculous waste of taxpayer money down there. I mean, let's put the cuffs on them. Let's haul them in. The law is the law. You cannot do that. Where's the portable toilets? Where's the lights? Where's this? Where's that? And we're just going to haul you off, put you in the back of our cruiser. And that's what happened. I mean, they took him away. But it just goes to show you there is justice in the world. Sometimes, anyway. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.